If you're looking for the settled ministers this morning, they're here. They're just doing a few different things. Reverend Lauren will be handling the religious education program this morning, and Reverend Chris is outside collecting your weight in food. This morning's service is run by our senior youth. At the end of June, South Church's senior youth and several adult advisors took a trip to San Diego and to Tijuana to witness the challenges of immigration. This morning's worship service is dedicated to our effort to try to tell you some small portion of our experience. In 2012, the senior youth took their first service learning trip to the coal mining area of Appalachia and one of the poorest counties in the United States. In 2014, the senior youth took a trip to Belize. In 2016, we went back to West Virginia. Near the end of 2017, we took a multi-generational trip to Nicaragua. As a youth advisor myself, who's had an opportunity to chaperone a number of these trips over the past 6 years, this trip was the most impactful and transformative service learning trip I've ever experienced. There are many reasons for that, but the timing of this year's trip certainly magnified the experience. We began talking to the senior youth in the summer of 2017 about the opportunity to witness the challenges that go along with immigration. Never, at that time, did we anticipate the federal government's new guidelines implemented in April of this year that included the separation of families. Nor could we have predicted the ensuing public outrage. As the trip approached, we suddenly found ourselves traveling to witness a topic that was in the news media every single day. 14 senior youth and 4 adult leaders flew to San Diego, where we spent 3 days studying race and the Chicano culture. Those native to this local land will tell you that their ancestors never crossed the border. The border crossed them. And then, with the help of the San Diego UU Church, we were driven to the southwest U.S. border, where we walked through customs and into Tijuana. The next 4 days were packed full of experiences and emotions for us. We served a hot breakfast to 900 who were primarily deported and homeless people. We laughed and cried with deported U.S. military veterans. We saw the looming prototypes of Trump's walls. We met and learned about so many advocacy groups that worked on the ground in Tijuana. There's no way we can share all of these experiences with you this morning, but we hope to offer you a glimpse into the ways in which we have grown and been challenged. This morning's worship service is dedicated to our effort to try to give you that small portion. If at any point in time in the next hour your emotions take over your body, just know that happened to us multiple times each day for a week. And on a personal note, I want to share with you that there's a lot going on in the government today, a lot going on in our culture, in our society that we shake our heads at. I want you to know that what makes me so proud is when I travel with our senior youth. They are amazing, they are talented, they are smart, they are inquisitive, and they give me hope. And we should all be proud because they come out of South Church.